Hello, this is John Wayne.
Hi, it's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 82, a Memorial Day edition. In addition to having great music for your Memorial Day, this is going to be an educational show. I've got a couple of historic songs that I'm going to share with you in the interest of music education. I think you'll enjoy them, as well as perhaps learn a thing or two. This is John Wayne.
Why are you marching, son? I'd really like to know. Is it because of Valley Forge or perhaps the Alamo? Or one if by land, two if by sea? A trumpet's call, the will to be free? What of a man who stood straight and tall, who wept silent tears when he saw brave men fall? No matter, no difference, the blue or the gray, all were his brothers. How often he'd pray. And what of Antietam, that now peaceful stream where the water blood red glittered and gleamed? Appomattox, Chickamauga, Vicksburg, Bull Run, Cumberland, Gettysburg, and then Washington. Why are you marching, son? In Flanders' field, how proud were they whose forms beneath the poppies lay? Men who saw Verdun and died at the Marne, Soissons, and those who tried the fearful foe at Chateau Thierry, who fought, bled, whose hearts grew weary, but in whose minds one thought kept churning, that the torch of liberty keep burning. Why are you marching, son? The plain swarmed in, and the rising sun glowed fiercely on the evil done to men whose blood runs through our veins. Men who died, whose remains lie forever locked in waters deep. Now is it right that they should sleep while the warm sea laps at a twisted hull and see the torch of liberty grow dull? Anzio, Cassino, Meaux, Saint-Mary-Glace, Limon, St. Lô, Garda Lake and Buchenwald, on and on the roll is called. And why? Why are you marching, son? Bugles shrilled in the frozen night, and at first dawn, the awful sight of seas of men, row after row left to die on blood-stained snow. Busan, Pyongyang, Suwon, Gyeongju, and blood-red ran the swift Yalu. In South Vietnam, the big guns roared, and once again we fought a war. To honor a pledge our nation gave, to help that little country save her people from the certainty that she'd be ruled by tyranny. No matter where the big guns roar, our fighting men, like those before, take the torch we all held dear and face freedom's enemies without fear. Our fathers died from sea to sea and blessed the torch of liberty. Why? Why are you marching, son?
You know, John Wayne always supported the men in uniform. Due to a football injury, he was never able to serve in the military, even though he made a special trip to Washington to ask to be able to serve. When they declined, John Wayne turned his energies to ways in which he could help. He made films for the War Department during World War II, and the Duke was very active with the USO visiting the troops from World War II to Vietnam. His film, The Green Berets, was Duke's tribute to those who served. He once told his wife, "Honey, someone has to stand up for those guys." John Wayne went on several morale-boosting tours to Vietnam. He never shied away from the hot zones, and instead of having separate quarters, he ate and stayed with the troops. During one trip, Duke spent 6 weeks in Vietnam visiting the troops, encouraging the soldiers, and signing helmets. The recording you just heard, "Why Are You Marching, Son?" was from the album America, Why I Love Her, and the prose was written by John Mitchum. Next up is the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Blue Aces with America.
Sweet land of liberty, oh, the I see.
Man, can you believe that's an Air Force band? Well, what do you have planned for your Memorial Day weekend? Last night, we got a big group of the family together, and we went to see a Dodgers baseball game. Dodgers versus the St. Louis Cardinals. My father-in-law, Rip Collins, was a big Dodgers fan, big sports fan of all kinds. But he liked the Dodgers, but his very favorite team was the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, they played in L.A. last night, and a whole bunch of us went down to watch the game. We actually went down as a formal group. We bought, 30 or so tickets. And we were therefore able to give the group a name, and we called it the Rip Collins Memorial. And they put a welcome to the Rip Collins Memorial group on the big scoreboard at Dodger Stadium. I've got a picture of it if you'd like to see it at the show notes pages at lifespringmedia.com. But my father-in-law also was a veteran. He served in the Air Force and was in Vietnam during the war. Here's another old historical recording. This is the U.S. Army Chorus with A Dogface Soldier. Of course, Memorial Day is a United States federal holiday that is observed on the last Monday of May. It was formerly known as Decoration Day and for many years was observed on May 30th, regardless of the day of the week. And the holiday is to commemorate U.S. men and women who have died in military service to their country. It began first to honor Union soldiers who died during the American Civil War. After World War I, it was expanded to include those who died in any war or military action. So whatever you're doing on Memorial Day, whether it's a barbecue or a pool party or going to a race or a football game or what have you, take time to remember those who died for our country. You know, it's not only men that serve. There's another U.S. Air Force band called Starlifter with Mama's Gone Off to War. She saw My sons used to be Cub Scouts, and I was the Cub Master of the pack for about 3 years, two or three years, I've forgotten now. One thing we used to do on Memorial Day with the Scouts was take them down to a local cemetery, and there they would decorate the graves of all the veterans that were buried there. They'd put a little American flag on each grave. What do you do?
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
That was Sergeant Barry Sadler with the Ballad of the Green Berets. The timing of Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler's number one smash, The Ballad of the Green Berets, couldn't have been more impeccable. Released in early 1966, when anti-war sentiment was beginning to swell, The Ballad of the Green Berets tapped into an enormous wellspring of patriotic fervor among Americans who were tired of the dissent and ambiguity surrounding Vietnam and desperately wanted confirmation of America's heroism and moral virtue, that they were on the right side. Sadler was the perfect man to supply it. He was himself a member of the Green Berets, the Army's elite special forces unit, and a wounded Vietnam veteran who wanted to pay tribute to his comrades in arms. Although The Ballad of the Green Berets was the biggest hit single of 1966, Sadler never duplicated its blockbuster success and soon retired from music to become a successful author. You can see a video of Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler performing this on the show notes pages at lifespringmedia.com. Well, we opened up with John Wayne, and I think it's only appropriate that we close with him. Being the father of 3 sons, this one gets to me every time. This is An American Boy Grows Up.
Our son was born so long ago, yet it seems like yesterday that I stood in awe before his crib and heard that doctor say, "You're quite a boy there, Mr. Jones." I could only answer with a nod, for in his very being there, I saw the miracle of God. Later, in his high chair, in a manner I deplore, I saw the miracle of God throw his oatmeal on the floor. Well, I fixed him something different, for I felt he must be fed, but when I turned around again, that bowl was on his head. A few more years rolled along and he didn't spill things anymore. But his granddad sent a big bass drum. And once more I deplored the fact that my miracle of God had a lusty taste for noise. When he'd boom, boom, boom on that big bass drum, I questioned, boys must be boys. I asked his whereabouts one day. His mom said he's got a paper route. Said he'd helped earn his way as he became an Eagle Scout. when they pinned that medal on him, tears welled in my eyes. Then I gripped his mother's hand. Our boy had earned his prize. I won't forget that September day when he entered senior high. He had an air of great excitement, but he left home with a sigh. He came back that afternoon and gave us some puzzled looks. "Wow," he said, "this school is tough. Look at all these books." "Choice is yours," his mother said. "You can pick the easy way. What you put into life, you'll get out of it. Each man pays his price one day." He looked up, and then he smiled. I saw he'd lost his gloom. He said, "I better look at these." He headed for his room. My son came home late one day. He seemed all worn out. I asked a little sharply what this was all about. He spoke proudly and threw his shoulders back. And in his eyes, I caught a gleam. "I wanted to surprise you, Dad. I'm on the football team." They won most of their games, lost a few. It was a thrill to watch him play. When they didn't win, we knew he'd met the challenge anyway. He didn't know it at the time, but it was a stepping stone. Solid footing for the climb to face life on his own. How those 3 years flew past. When graduation came, we saw our boy grown up at last. Our lives will never be the same. I guess we've known all along what his goal would be. From that time 3 years ago when he chose responsibility. He stood in the doorway yesterday, put out a strong right hand. I held back tears at the uniform he wore to protect his land. I shook his hand. His mother cried, "Son, why couldn't you wait?" Embracing her, he softly said, "Mom, we all did. It'd be too late." I promise I'll go back to school when I've met my obligation to you, my friends, my girl, my school, and most of all this nation. I'll do all I can out there, for I know you'll both be trying to make everyone you know aware we gotta keep Old Glory flying. And then his mother straightened up with a smile to hide a tear. She said, "We're both so proud of you. We'll feel lost without you here. Someday you'll know what this moment means when your boy shakes your hand. You watch him as he walks away, the day he becomes a man."
Thanks for being with me today. I hope you have a great weekend. Of course, links to all the music we played today on the show are available at lifespringmedia.com. Might just have another couple of surprises for you there as well. Enjoy your long weekend, and remember our fallen heroes. Till next time, this is Steve Webb. May God bless you richly.